Welcome in, everybody, to the Fantasy Phenoms Podcast Week 4 edition. It is Wednesday, September 30th. Justin Herforth, along with Andrew Cook. Make sure you follow us on social media before we get started today, at the FF Phenoms on Twitter. You can follow myself at Justin Herforth, and you can follow Andrew at PhenomAC. Andrew, how are we doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Kind of wondering what's going to be up with this Steelers-Titans game. Man, it's a weird situation with COVID right now. We're finally seeing a first impact into football. I mean, there's been a couple players that have tested positive, but now we might actually have a game postponed.
Yeah, it's been a wild turn of events over the course of the last probably 12 hours at this point. Basically, this morning we woke up and I was just getting to work and I'm seeing notifications. Oh, the game's postponed after Adam Schefter was coming out yesterday saying, oh, it's going to be played on time. We're good to go. But it's been a wild turn of events. We're like, okay, is it just postponed to week 7, for example? They just push buys around. Now they're coming out and saying it's either going to be Monday or Tuesday. It's going to be something that all fantasy owners need to monitor moving forward, especially if it is a Tuesday game. If they put it to Tuesday and somehow positive test coming back, there's a good chance they could just postpone that game. So you need to definitely make those adjustments accordingly. And if you do have any questions regarding those potential adjustments later in the week, make sure you reach out to us on Twitter and we can definitely help you out with those situations.
Yeah, it's going to be really weird. I know in our league in particular, we might have to make adjustments to how points are going to be counted. There's some different alternatives that you can take as a fantasy league. You can talk to your commissioner. Justin, do you want a quick touch on the idea that you proposed for our league in particular?
Yeah, so for example, say you have Derrick Henry going, say they play Monday night, for example. They're scheduled to play Monday night, and the game just gets postponed, and you're kind of stuck in that situation. You have no pivot opportunity with Derrick Henry, obviously, not being able to play. So I have an idea in my league that say you bring up to a commissioner, say you're the Derrick Henry owner, and you're like, okay, I want to play X player instead of Derrick Henry this week in the event that the game is postponed. So even after the game's over, we can still pivot and put that player into your lineup. You need to obviously coordinate that with your commissioner prior to that game starting. So you can't just be like, oh, I'll take the highest scoring player and put him in my lineup. Yeah, obviously before the game start. So I think it's a good opportunity. So you don't really have to panic. You can still just coordinate your backup plan beforehand.
Yeah, worst case, you might not be able to get it to happen. It all depends on how your league reacts to it, but it's something to be aware of. I expect that this game will be played on Monday or Tuesday, mm-hmm. So you'll be fine. But just be aware of it if you have any Steelers or Titans, because there are, relevant people on either side. So just pay attention to your Twitter feed and follow us. And we might end up tweeting something out before about the game if we hear news.
Yep. So with that being said, we could jump right into the matchups then. Last week with our game picks, I went 10-5-1 and Andrew went 8-7-1. So obviously not as good as week 2 was. We both went 15-1 in week 2. I think it was too good to be true. Yeah. But still a solid week for us overall.
Yeah. Ugh, man, there are some weird games though. I mean, for example, the Bears beating the Falcons, didn't see that one coming.
No, I don't think anybody saw that coming at that point in the third quarter. I saw them put Nick Foles in, and I'm like, well, this could go one of two ways here. Yeah. And it went the way that people probably expected at that point, because, Nick Foles has some spurts of magic in him. But over the long haul, I'm still not buying it. So we'll just jump right into the Thursday night game, although we wish we didn't have to. Thursday night football, Broncos at Jets. No, there's no favorite. It's an even line. Rumors are Adam Gase is coaching for his job. So big game here for Adam Gase. 39-point over-under. Huge offensive explosion looming here for these two teams. Andrew, what do you think about the Jets side?
Oh, man. I mean, really, if Crowder's active, he's not a bad play. He's a pretty decent play in this matchup. With that being said, that's the only person I'm playing. On
what
the
about Braxton
side.
Berrios?
No, especially if Crowder's active. If Crowder's active, I'm not playing Berrios.
Say
if Crowder's
out.
Out. If Crowder's out, you can take a flex shot on Berrios. If you didn't happen to land Alan Lazard or a guy like T. Higgins, if you couldn't get any of those guys, and you really, or you know, maybe you have, you know, a Tennessee wide receiver like Adam Humphreys or something, and you don't know what's going to happen with that, you can plug in Berrios and hope for maybe 10 PPR points. But don't expect very much from the Jets offense. With 39 point over under, this is just going to be an ugly game.
Yeah, and on the Broncos side, you got Brett Rippin at quarterback. Vic Fangio didn't even know his first name. He said his dad's name instead. So that's a good sign if you don't know your starting quarterback's name. So that's going off on a high foot here. And yeah, so running back wise, I love Melvin Gordon this week. He's a great value play here. Wide receiver wise, the only guy I would even consider is Jerry Jeudy. Although I would be like rostering KJ Hamler. Jeudy, I would expect to be kind of a shot in the dark flex play at this point. He's pretty safe, especially in PPR formats. So I don't hate the play. I just don't necessarily love it.
Yeah, it's fine. 39 point over under, your upside is just limited. Yeah,
if he finds the end zone, he's gonna have a pretty good week. He's typically through the first three games, he's sitting around like the 10 point mark PPR, which it's fine, but it's not like nothing to write home about. Noah Fant, you're going to start at tight end. He's the number three tight end in fantasy football. The target volume is there. You're going to be playing him regardless. And I do love the Broncos defense in this one against that very poor Jets offense. It's just been absolutely abysmal. And I don't really see it getting much better in this one. Even the Jets defense wouldn't be a bad play either, if you want to go either or here.
Yeah, I think, man, like this game's so hard to even the line's even. That just tells you how hard this game is to pick. I'm just going to go with the Jets because they're at home. And the Broncos quarterback, I mean, like, I just have a little bit more faith in Sam Darnold than Rippon, so.
I'm going to go with the Broncos in this one. I just think the overall roster is much better for Denver. And the defense has actually been playing pretty well. And I just think it's just an absolute dumpster fire in all facets of the game for the Jets. I don't really see that getting much better. And rumors are if the Jets lose, Adam Gase could be out. So that's a win-win for everybody at that point.
Yeah, I hope so. Maybe, imagine Adam Gase goes and Le'Veon Bell comes back in a couple weeks.
It's a great move there. If you can go out and trade for Le'Veon Bell, might as well try to do so.
Yeah, exactly. And the next matchup here is the first game on Sunday that we have. This is the Indianapolis Colts going up against the Chicago Bears in Chicago. Indy is favored by 2.5 points, 43.5 point over under. You have the Bears with their official starter being Nick Foles at this point. Mitch Trubisky most likely won't take another snap as a starting NFL quarterback unless there's an injury.
Mm-hmm.
For this Bears side, you have to be a little bit more confident now in all of their options. I mean, you're not going to play Nick Foles against the Colts defense. They're very solid. But you're playing David Montgomery and you're playing Allen Robinson. That's all I'm going to play.
About Jimmy Graham here? I feel pretty solid with Jimmy Graham. The target share's there. I like him.
Sure. Jimmy Graham is a good play. I would just be wary. The Colts are a very good defense. So,
yeah, the Colts, I believe they are currently ranked number one at the tight end, but I'm not going to argue with that target share. Nick Foles, throughout his entire career, he's loved the third of the tight end, and we saw that in his limited action last week. So I would expect him when like plays go awry, he's going to look for Jimmy Graham there.
Yeah, the only reason I have caution with Graham is I remember last year when he was on the Packers, I would occasionally play Jimmy Graham and I'd just be like hoping for him to do well. And then he would just bust and just not have like any targets. So just be aware your floor with Jimmy Graham is like zero.
Yeah, I think he is much safer in this Bears offense than he was in Green Bay, just because over the course of the first three games, the target share has been there. Obviously, in Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, he's slinging it all over the field, and I think he's going to get a little more hyper-targeted here in Chicago. So I feel okay with like those three guys you mentioned there. Anthony Miller, I think he's worth a roster spot, but probably not a start at this point. Colts side, I'm obviously not starting Phillip Rivers. The Bears do have a very solid defense. Running back, got to start Jonathan Taylor. He's an every week play, must start no matter what. Wide receiver, I'm not super crazy about T.Y. Hilton. Michael Pittman's out. Paris Campbell's out. So the targets, they should ideally be there for T.Y. I just don't have the confidence that he's going to follow through and really put up some actual fantasy points that are warranting a confident start there. And tight end-wise, Mo Alie-Cox, he's not been a bad play. He's been pretty solid the last 2 weeks. I think he's going to continue to be a pretty solid play. And Nyheim Hines, what do you think about Nyheim Hines this week?
Nyheim Hines, I don't see this as being a Nyheim Hines game against the Bears. I mean, it's weird, right? Because we don't really know what Nick Foles' offenses look like. Most of the time, honestly, he scores a lot of points, and he's able to move the ball really well. I mean, we saw what happened last week. But Colts-Bears usually, to me, signifies just both teams trying to pound the ball with David Montgomery and Jonathan Taylor. It is a 43.5 point over-under, so it's one of the lower ones on the week. I'm not starting Hines for sure. I'm definitely not going to start Hines. Last week, the only reason why Jonathan Taylor didn't have as much of a productive day is they were just destroying the Jets, so they just played their second strings. I'm not starting Hines in this game. Do you feel comfortable playing him?
I'm not, like, super confident in playing Hines either. I know people were kind of tilting and considering dropping him. I would just advise you not to do so. Just hold on to him, keep him on your bench for this week, and better days are ahead for Nyheim Hines. Who do you have winning this game, Andrew?
I'm going to take the Bears, actually.
Oh, I am too.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bears.
I thought I was going to be different there. Okay.
Yeah, Nick Foles. He just came back on the Falcons. So, granted, the Colts are a much better defense, obviously.
That's true. They absolutely are. Full week of practice, I think this Bears offense will click a little bit. Next matchup, we have the Jaguars at the Bengals. Cincinnati is a 3-point favorite at home, 48.5 point over-under. Andrew, kick this one off for us.
Yeah, so I'll just get into the Jags side. Minshew didn't – it just didn't work out last week. It was pretty sad for me.
Are you going back?
No, absolutely not. I dropped Gardner Minshew. If he can't get it done at home against the Dolphins, yes, they had DJ Chark out, but
– I think that's a big thing, though. Having him inactive.
Yeah, but he was very inaccurate. If you watch him throughout the game, he really was not that great. Granted, Chris Conley did not help him. Chris Conley was really bad in that game. But I'm not playing Minshew, especially. Bengals defense is not very good, but I'm not going to be playing Gardner Minshew in this game. I wouldn't even roster him, honestly. I would, however, play James Robinson on a weekly basis until he proves otherwise. At this point, he's been an absolute stud. He gets all the volume. Chris Thompson has proved to be pretty irrelevant. Other than James Robinson, that's all I want to play.
If DJ Chark is active, do you play him?
I'm not playing him if I have a choice. If you have another guy that you can pivot to, I'm not going to play DJ Chark in this matchup. His targets haven't been there. Granted, you could make the argument that last week they realized how much they needed Chark, and now they're going to hyper-target him. I just don't see that happening, so I'm not playing Chark in this game.
Yeah, I'm still on the fence whether he's even going to play. I probably lean that he will be out again because I see he was getting a second opinion for his injury. So definitely something to monitor. I think he will be out yet again. Bengals side, Joe Burrow. I'm going to fire up Joe Burrow. We just saw Ryan Fitzpatrick go off against the Jaguars, and Burrow's been slinging it with the best of them, and he's done it quite a bit in each game. So I have a ton of confidence in Joe Burrow and company. Joe Mixon, I think it's kind of a do-or-die week for Joe Mixon.
He has a hard schedule after this, so is his last chance here.
Exactly. So he really needs to come through for fantasy owners this week, and you got to play him. You can't bench him. Wide receivers, T. Higgins, I think he's a quality flex play. Getting that rapport with Joe Burrow this past week. John Russell, the healthy scratch. So yeah, I feel pretty confident in him moving forward. And I also really like AJ Green in this one. Although the target share has been good, he hasn't come through. I think he's still a quality play. And Tyler Boyd, I love Tyler Boyd this week. I think if I had to rank these guys 1, 2, 3, I'd probably go Boyd, Green, Higgins in this one.
Yeah, I think Higgins and Green are really close. But yeah, I think Green is just the guy that's kind of been in the offense the longest, so you just put him up a little bit till Higgins proves himself. Then
yeah,
Higgins,
if you ask me like 3 weeks from now, it could easily be Higgins number two.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm going to take Cincy in this game, 100%.
I am as well.
Okay, great. Glad we agree on that. Moving over to the Browns at the Cowboys. Cleveland, they're expected to lose by 4.5 points here. Otherwise known as Dallas is favored by 4.5 points.
Yep.
There's a 55.5 point over under. That is very high.
That's juicy.
It's very high. This is a lot of points that they're expecting the Browns to score here. With that being said, when the Browns have scored points, it hasn't been because of Baker Mayfield. It's been because of their running game and the receiving work out of the backfield. So you're going to be starting Odell. Just because he's Odell, and this isn't a terrible matchup for him, but I'm not playing Jarvis Landry, and you're not starting Baker either, even though it's a 55.5 point over under. I'm only looking to play Chubb, Hunt, Odell, and Austin Hooper. We know how this situation goes, but you can play Austin Hooper.
Yeah, it's a difficult situation. I do love Beckham this week. The Cowboys are currently ranked 31st and or second worst against the wide receiver position for fantasy points allowed per game. So I feel great about him this week. They are a little bit better against the run, obviously, than they are against the wide receivers. I still expect Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt to be fine. They're still going to get theirs at this point. That offensive line has been playing great, and I don't really see this Cowboys front seven slowing down Nick Chubb at all. So I think it's going to be a pretty contested affair here. But, I think the Browns, there are still plenty of quality plays. Cowboys side, Dak, you're going to play him. He's been great for fantasy. Zeke, you're going to play each and every week. Receiver-wise, there's three guys still looking to play. Amari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb, and Michael Gallup. What about Cedric Wilson, Andrew? He had a great week last week. You're going to play him,
right? Hypothetically, the only scenario that you're playing Cedric Wilson is if CeeDee Lamb's out because he is dealing with an injury. But, yeah, I'm still not playing him then. He had a great week, but that happens. You're not going to play him.
Yeah, and also Dalton Schultz is a pretty quality streaming option at the tight end position, so keep an eye on him if you're hurting at that position. So who do you have in this one, Andrew?
I'll take the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'll take the Cowboys too.
Sadly.
Yeah, sadly. Saints at the Lions. Saints are 4-point favorites on the road, 54.5 point over-under. On the Lions side, Matthew Stafford, I'm going to fire him up. Kenny Galladay's back, so Matthew Stafford's back on my lineup as well. I feel great about him. Adrian Peterson, I think he's a fine flex play. Seeing the Lions' share of carries, I'll say.
Wow, great.
But okay.
Why did they call it that, first of all?
I don't know.
Why is it called a Lions' share? Like,
that's a great question. I'm guessing because it's a large amount, and Lions, I guess, eat a large amount of food. That's my guess.
Ah, okay.
Off the cuff. That's my guess.
Okay.
And receiver position, Kenny Galladay. He's obviously lock and loaded, wide receiver one each and every week. Marvin Jones, I feel okay with him as like a flex play. I know he typically does struggle a little bit with Kenny Galladay out of the lineup. He was back in last week. So I think things are going to start getting back to a little bit of a normalcy for Marvin Jones here. I think he might find the end zone in this one. So definitely keep an eye on him as a potential flex play this week. And TJ Hockenson, you're going to play him. He's a low-end tight end one almost every single week. So I feel pretty about most of these Lions. Who do you like on the Saints, Andrew?
I mean, Michael Thomas is going to be out of this game most likely. So if Michael Thomas is not playing, receiving options, if you want to play the game and start Traquan Smith, okay. But Alvin Kamara is their whole offense at this point. So on the Saints side, I'm really only looking to play Alvin Kamara and Drew Brees. I think Drew Brees is still a fine play. Jared Cook is also a week-to-week option. He was injured. I don't know the current update on his injury, but if he's not playing in this game, obviously do not play him. However, if he's active, he's a decent play in what should be a high-scoring game. But, yeah, I mean, this game should be a shootout. Neither of these offenses should be shutting down each other. You know, someone will produce from the Saints side in terms of a wide receiver. Someone's going to end up scoring a touchdown, but I'm not going to take the shot on who that is this week. And in terms of who do I think's going to win, I'll take, oh man, this is actually hard for me kind of, but I'll take the Saints.
Wow. I'm shocked. Is it actually difficult for you? Or
yeah,
you saying,
it is somewhat difficult because I think Stafford at home could actually pop off with Galladay back. Saints struggling a little bit. I could see it happening. I think it'll be close.
I think the Saints need to get right game. I think they're going to do it on the road, and I feel just fine getting the Saints here.
All right. Then moving over to the Seahawks at the Dolphins. The
I'm actually really excited for that one.
Really?
Seahawks and Dolphins. I'm actually really looking forward to it.
Now, you did pick up Ryan Fitzpatrick. Are you going to start him this week?
I am.
What?
I'm wow. Definitely. I think I'm going to do it. I'm still on the fence, but I'm leaning towards Fitzpatrick as of Wednesday, September 30th. That's where I'm leaning right now.
Now, I could have picked up Fitzpatrick this week, but man, I don't know.
So I'm currently going between Big Ben and Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'm 0-3 currently. I've had some bad breaks. I need that big upside play. Sure. This one's going to be a shootout. I need points, man. So. Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's been bringing the heat the last couple weeks. Seahawks are horrendous against the quarterback position. So I feel just fine rolling Fitzpatrick out there. He's been balling out lately. And, yeah, I guess we'll start on the Dolphins side here. So Fitzpatrick, obviously, love him this week. Definitely, if you need a streaming option, pick him up, play him. I feel great about it. Running back, Miles Gaskin, he's getting a ton of volume. I'm just not super confident. He's still a bench for me currently, but definitely warrants a roster spot and a potential flex play down the line. Receiver position, love Devontae Parker this week. Definitely plug and play him. I feel very, very good about him. We'll talk about him a little bit later on. And tight end position, Mike Gesicki, he's a quality play as well.
Yeah, and Preston Williams is also a guy to keep your eye on. You know, he could produce.
Patrice, he has a history. Not sure if he's going to come through in this one. I think if he's going to come through, I think this is the week because the Seahawks, they've just been so terrible against the wide receiver position. So I feel just fine playing him as a flex.
And you're probably starting up most of your Seahawks here in terms of their offense. I mean, Russell Wilson is, everyone knows
cook.
He's absolutely insane. The running back situation is a bit odd. Chris Carson is going to end up being out for a couple of weeks. Because of that, Carlos Hyde is still a good play, but I would say low end RB2 play there. Maybe even flex play, honestly. This could just be Russell going off again. But you're playing Carlos Hyde as a flex if you really need to, if you have Carson out. Lockett and Metcalf, you're instantly starting this week. And that's about it for the offense. I mean, I'm not looking to play any Seahawks tight end with how much production the wide receivers are getting right now. I don't know. He's just not Russell's first read. He's going straight to Metcalf and Tyler Lockett.
What do you think with David Moore?
David Moore, I'm not looking to play him in this game. I could see the argument for it, but no.
Just thought I'd throw it out there because I'm sure someone's out there can like. Oh,
I just think you can find a better option most of the time. I mean,
yeah, you typically can. Unless you're in like a super super deep league, then yeah, for sure take a shot. But in most cases, you probably don't need to.
And I'm gonna take Seattle to win this game.
Yeah, I'm easily gonna take Seattle, but I'm really excited to see what Fitzpatrick can do. He's just so fun to watch, man. He just that level of swag. It's off the charts.
And let's get into our next game then. We have the Chargers going up against the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay are 7-point favorites, 43.5-point over-under. Chargers are looking to bounce back here with Justin Herbert and potentially get on a little run, maybe get a win streak going. I don't think it's going to happen this week, unfortunately. Granted, Justin Herbert could still Justin Herbert could still have a solid game. 43.5 point over under is actually pretty low to me. I could see this being a higher scoring game. But on the Chargers side, you're not starting Herbert. You're starting Eckler. I'm probably not starting Joshua Kelly, though. And then Keenan Allen is a must play every single week with how hyper-targeted he's getting. And same thing with Hunter Henry.
Yeah, I think it's about it from the Chargers side. Bucks side, it's pretty straightforward. You're going to play Tom Brady. I feel just fine with him. He's probably a low to mid QB1 this week against the Chargers. Running backs, I'm just going to stay away. It's been rough. If you had to choose one, who are you going to play?
You have to just go with the guy who performed better from last week, so Ronald Jones. I mean, it's just kind of flop every single week. So if you have both rostered, I guess you just play the one that performed better the last week. I don't even know.
The fact we said Ronald Jones, it's going to be Leonard Fournette this week. Okay, got it. Okay, that's typically how it works with Bruce Arians. So receiver position then. Obviously, Chris Godwin, he's out with a hamstring injury. Mike Evans, he's been efficient. That's a way to put it, I guess.
He had like last game he had, 2 1-yard touchdowns?
Yeah, and I think that was just about it from him. So, yeah. I mean, you're going to play Mike Evans each and every week. I expect that volume of actual yards to increase drastically.
I love him this week.
I feel just fine with Mike Evans. Definitely play him. What do you think about Scotty Miller this week? I know he's a little banged up, but it looks like he's going to give it a go this week.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this argument was made, of course, the last time that Godwin was out the other game. If you want to go for it, go for it. Again, like I mentioned before, though, there's some other flex players that I would rather play that are much more consistent that you can find on waivers, like T. Higgins, Alan Lazard. Honestly, even Cole Beasley. So people like that, I would much rather play where you know they're going to be getting the volume as opposed to just guessing the targets are going to go to Miller in this game. That's my stance on that. But I expect Evans to have a really big game.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of do as well. What do you think? I know this is probably one of the most talked about players this offseason. New addition to Tampa Bay, Rob Gronkowski. He had 7 targets last week, led the team in targets. What do you think about him this week?
I mean, I really don't think it's that bad of a flyer. If you want to take a shot on a tight end and you're dealing with someone that's had an injury, if George Kittle's still out, obviously
he was a full go today, so Kittle's going to be good.
Okay, you know, if he is fully good to go, you're obviously playing him. But if you're dealing with another tight end that's out or you just haven't been able to produce at that position, I think Gronkowski is a fine play. You have to hope for the touchdown, but, you know, with Godwin out, there is opportunity for him in this offense. I'm not going to deny that, but just, again, this is another one of the situations where beware, Gronkowski could end up with one catch for 7 yards, so just be aware.
Yeah, it's difficult because I believe he had like a total of 2 targets in the first 2 weeks. Right. So for me, it's a wait and see. But if you want to call your shot, you're feeling a little bold and risky, definitely roll him out there if you're that bold. But he could definitely come through for you. But he could also, like Andrew said, really just like fall and settle with one catch. So not that risk I'm willing to take there. Are you taking the Bucks in this one?
Yeah.
Okay, I am as well. Moving on, we have the Ravens at the Washington football team. Baltimore, they're only 13-point favorites on the road. Not a big deal. I'm really curious what this line would be if the Ravens are actually at home. I wonder if it would get close to the 20 mark. I'm really curious about that.
It might.
But there is a 47-point over-under, so I guess they're expecting some sort of points to be scored. Andrew, this Ravens offense, for lack of a better term, they were bad on Monday night. They were just flat out bad. Jackson looked like a shell of himself. He, as he said, the Chiefs are his kryptonite. Can Superman, I guess he's referring to himself as, can Superman come back in this one?
If there's any week to do it, I mean, he's playing against the Red. I stopped myself. I'm learning.
The Red
if
what?
You guys listen to the podcast every single week, you will hear me mess this up every single
week. Every week you're going to hear the Reds, and then
they're playing against the red football team. They're technically red.
There you go. Yeah, you're not wrong.
They're playing against the Washington football team. I mean, they should. They're 13-point favorites. Lamar should easily have a great game. I will note this could be a Mark Ingram game. If the Ravens get out to a good lead, Mark Ingram might actually be fantasy relevant. So, are you considering starting him?
I mean, I think you're going to have to start him regardless. Out of all three in the backfield, he's obviously still the leader of that backfield. So, you're going to have to play him. I will say, though, week one when the Ravens were off to a huge lead against Cleveland, it was just more of a committee at that point. So, definitely something to still monitor. I think Ingram's going to be fine. I think he finds the end zone. I feel fine with him as probably like a top 24 back just because I think he will find the end zone this week. Worst case, he's a flex play for you.
Okay. And you're obviously playing Lamar in this matchup. Hollywood Brown, you're playing on a weekly basis. He hasn't broken out yet. He hasn't really given you what you're looking for in Hollywood Brown. He was another one of those guys that you were hoping would have a breakout year this year, but it just hasn't happened yet. It could be this week. Either way, you're not going to bench him. He's the go-to number one wide receiver. Mark Andrews had a bad game.
I think he bounces back in a big way.
Yeah, he should bounce back this week. You're starting him. I'm not looking to start Dobbins or Gus Edwards. But besides that, you know, I think your main pieces with Lamar Jackson, Hollywood Brown, and Mark Andrews, I think, are going to be safe. And then Ingram is going to be a probably low-end RB2 play.
Yeah, I tend to agree there. And for Washington's side, you're not starting Dwayne Haskins. Antonio Gibson, he's interesting. He's probably a flex play at this point, especially in PPR formats. I feel fine with him as my flex. Wide receiver position, you're obviously going to play Terry McLaurin. That's probably it from there. If you're really just taking a shot in the dark at the tight end, you still go Logan Thomas, but I'm feeling a little more wary. Although the targets are there, Dwayne Haskins has not really found him, so there probably is a better option out there. But if you're really thin at tight end, it's a deeper league, you need someone to go to, you could take a shot on Logan Thomas that he actually comes through with some of those receptions this week. Do you like anybody else from this matchup?
No, I don't think so. I think we pretty much covered it.
Are you going red team or purple team?
I'll go with the purple team.
Okay, purple team it is. Okay, good.
All right, then this next matchup, we have the Arizona Cardinals going up against the Carolina Panthers. Arizona's 3.5-point favorites on the road. That is important to note considering how bad of a week that they had last week, particularly Kyler. Still, though, you're starting Kyler Murray. You're starting Kenyon Drake, DeAndre Hopkins. Those are your three main core pieces. You're going to start, I mean, we said the same exact thing last week. Those are the core pieces of the offense. You're starting them every single week. Other than that, most likely not. No one else. So then moving over to the Panthers side, Justin, do you have confidence? Do you see a scenario where they win this game against the Cardinals based on Murray's bad performance last week?
See, I really don't think so. I think Kyler, I think it was a humbling game for him. He's been rolling for the first 2 weeks. I think he needed that performance to really like humble himself and really kind of bounce back in a big way. I think he was getting a big head after those first 2 weeks going 2-0. So I think the Cardinals come back in a big way. I don't see the Panthers winning this game. They're just really banged up, especially with McCaffrey. I think that's a very big loss. That's a huge, huge part of their offense. And I think they're really struggling to get going with that. I mean, obviously, you're going to be starting. I think Mike Davis is still a fine low-end RB2 flex play. DJ Moore, you're going to play him each and every week. I feel fine playing Robbie Anderson as well. So those are the guys you will be playing. But I still just don't see the Panthers coming out on top here.
Yeah, and I would disagree with you in the slight idea that I think Mike Davis will be higher than a low-end RB2 flex play. He is, spoiler for later, he is my start of the week, so.
Really? Okay.
Yes, because he's going to we see what this offense does with Christian McCaffrey. I believe Mike Davis had, what, 8 catches last week or something crazy like that? He saw a ton of targets. I mean, he's going to be involved here no matter what. If they're down, they're up, whatever. Mike Davis is going to be involved in this game. I could see him scoring a touchdown. He didn't look too bad last week. So I mean, I see him as a mid-end RB2 this week.
Okay. So who do you have winning this one?
I'll take the Cardinals on the road.
Okay. I really thought that, like, rousing speech you had regarding Mike Davis, I thought you were going to go Carolina.
Nah.
But I'm going to go Cardinals as well on this one.
Okay, great. All right, then let's get into the Vikings-Texans. Minnesota, oh boy. Minnesota and Kirk Cousins, they need to change up their game plan. It's clear that their defense is very bad. They've been behind in mostly all their games this year. They're going up against a Texans team that is favored by 4.5 points. That is pretty surprising. I think, man, it's just so weird to me how good the Vikings offense, I feel like they should be so good, but they're just not. They're similar to me to the Falcons, like in the fact that I feel like their offense should put up so many points and sometimes they just do really poorly. I don't know. But in this game, I'm expecting the Vikings to perform fairly well and be able to compete with the Texans. It's a 54.5 point over-under. Justin, who are you starting from this Vikings side?
Yeah, so I'm still obviously going to be playing Dalvin Cook. He's still a fine play, RB1, lock and loaded every single week. Wide receiver-wise, you're going to play Adam Thielen. You're going to play Justin Jefferson after that breakout game. I feel just fine playing both of those guys. Kyle Rudolph, he's more of a like fringe flex play, not flex play, like fringe low, like tight end start for me. But if you want to roll him out there, go for it. But there's likely a better option. Probably it for me for the Vikings side.
Yeah. And over to the Texans then. David Johnson, you're going to be playing him on a weekly basis just because of pure volume and being able to catch out of the backfield. Wide receivers, you know, Will Fuller. Will Fuller's did so many injuries, man. It's so hard to trust Will Fuller at this point. I'm not playing any other Texans receiving option. I really don't think I am. On the Texans offense, I think I'm only wanting to play Watson and David Johnson. I mean, they're expected. It's a 54.5 point over under, so there should be a lot of points, but I just can't have confidence in some of those other guys. So, and then in terms of who I think is actually going to win this game. Last week, I thought the Vikings were going to win. It was close. I was rooting for them. I want to take them this week, too. And I'm going to.
Oh, okay. I'm going with the Texans in this one. I think they need a get-right game. They're 0-3, three tough matchups. I think they squeak away with it. I think it'll be close, but I think they squeak away with a win here.
All right. Why don't you get into this next game for us?
Oh, we have a great game here. We have the Giants taking on the Rams in Los Angeles. The Rams are 12-point favorites at home, 48.5 point over under. It's a rough one for the Giants right now. Not really starting a ton of people here. Daniel Jones, you're not starting him. Running back wise, it's pretty rough there. It's a three-headed monster, baby. You got Devonta Freeman, Deion Lewis. You got Wayne Gallman. It's you're not playing
out.
Any of them. Yeah, watch out, but you're not playing any of them just because none of them are really that good at this point in their careers. So stay away if you can. If you're going to roster any of them, I would only roster Devonta Freeman just to kind of take a shot in the dark. But I'm not playing him. He's getting nowhere near my lineup this week. Receiver position, Darius Slayton, I think he's a fine flex play. He's okay. He's probably the only high upside pass catcher on this Giants team right now. Evan Engram, he's been a train wreck. Andrew, what in the world do you do with Evan Engram?
Well, I mean, based on where you drafted him, luckily you didn't have to pay up this year just because there was the concern. But, man, against the Rams, you do have to worry about Evan Engram, but you're probably playing him if you have him. I mean, who would you start over Evan Engram or Jimmy Graham?
I would go Jimmy Graham.
Yeah. So, Evan Engram or Logan Thomas?
I'll go Engram there.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. So, I mean, this all just
more,
depends on waivers.
Hayden Hurst or Evan Engram?
I think I'd go Hayden Hurst just because.
I would as well.
that should be a shootout. We'll talk about that in a minute, but that should be a shootout. But yeah, I mean, I'll just get into the Rams side real quick. This is pretty straightforward here. Jared Goff's a good play this week. You're playing Cooper Kupp. You're playing Robert Woods. You're playing Daryl Henderson as a flex. I don't see a reason why you wouldn't, based on his recent performances. Low-end RB2, flex option, and Tyler Higbee you're starting. So really, every single offensive piece that gets involved on the Rams side, you're playing them this week.
Yeah, and I would be a little bit more hesitant with like a Jared Goff stream, just because I think it will be kind of a runaway. I think they will rely more on the running game. Yeah, so
I could definitely see
take that into consideration. Obviously, like if the cards fall just right, I think Jared Goff is just he's a fine play. The matchup's great. It just comes down to the game script at that point.
I agree. And I'm going to take the Rams.
I'm going to take the Rams as well in this one. Moving on then.
Pretty easy.
Yeah, moving on, we actually have a great game after this. We have the Patriots taking on the Chiefs in Kansas City. Chiefs are 7-point favorites at home, 53-point over-under. I'm actually really excited for this one, too. Like, just NFL-wise, this is going to be a great, great game. Great matchup between Cam Newton and Patrick Mahomes. Kick this one off for us, Andrew.
Yeah, I'll just break down the Patriots side, since that is the side that is somewhat up in the air in terms of who you're starting. I'm still not touching a running back in the backfield. Yes, Rex Burkhead had a fantastic week. Does that mean that I'm starting him off off of the amazing week? No, it doesn't. You can keep him on your bench. If he goes off again this week, then you can consider flexing him the next week. Personally, I'm not doing it. The only people that I want to start on the Patriots side are probably Cam Newton. You're going to be playing him just based on, you know, rushing volume. And he didn't have a great week last week, but you're going to start him in what should be a high-scoring affair. Julian Edelman, he's an every-week play. Besides Cam and Julian Edelman, I don't think I want to play anyone else. N'Keal Harry isn't bad, but against the Chiefs, if you want to take your shot on Harry, go for it. But I would probably keep him on the bench.
Yeah, I tend to agree there. I think long-term N'Keal Harry is, I think he's a fine like stash for now. I think he will come through later on in the season. We're seeing him slowly develop over the course of the first three games. But for now, just a bench play. Chiefs-wise, obviously you're going to start Patrick Mahomes. He's pretty good at football, I think. So you're going to play him each and every week. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, same thing. Plug and play. Receiver-wise, Tyreek Hill, fantastic play. Each and every week, there's so many locked and loaded guys for this team. You're going to play them week in and week out, no matter the matchup. Travis Kelce, same thing. Now, do you play like a Sammy Watkins in this one, or
absolutely is he on the bench? Not.
Okay,
on the bench.
Okay,
yeah. I'm only playing Tyreek Hill. Just the receivers are so good in the aspect that they just catch deep balls, and you don't know who it's going to be week to week, other than Tyreek Hill. I'm only playing Tyreek.
Yeah, I tend to agree there. So who do you have winning this one?
Yeah, definitely the Chiefs.
Okay, I do too. Moving on, we have the Bills at the Raiders. Bills are 3-point favorites on the road, 53-point over-under in this one. Bills side, Josh Allen, you're going to play him. He's been red hot. He's been slinging it with basically the best of them. It's basically between him and Russell Wilson. If Russell Wilson was not having the kind of season he was having right now, we would be talking about Josh Allen as the clear-cut fantasy MVP through the first 3 weeks. So he's been that good, and you're going to continue to play him week in and week out. Devin Singletary, I feel great about him as long as Zach Moss is still out. If he's back, it kind of clutters that backfield a little bit. I'm not too crazy about either of them in this one. Receiver-wise, Stephon Diggs, you're going to play him. He's a top five fantasy receiver so far. And John Brown, if he's healthy, I consider him like a flex play.
Sure. And moving to the Raiders, this is an offense where Bryan Edwards, he's dealing with an injury. I don't know how long he's expected to be out, but I believe he's not going to be available for this one. So I'm not playing any of their options other than Darren Waller in terms of who I think is going to catch the passes from Derek Carr. I'm playing Waller and I'm playing Josh Jacobs. I could see a scenario where Derek Carr actually ends up with a decent fantasy game with a 53-point over-under. But Does that mean I'm starting him? Probably not. Yeah, just to recap, I'm only playing Josh Jacobs and Darren Waller on this Raiders side.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Like, Brian Edwards, he's already ruled out. Yeah. Henry Ruggs, he's doubtful. Like, Hunter Renfrow, if you want to take a shot in the dark on a guy, just for pure, like, pure target volume, PPR-wise, if you're desperate, you could play Hunter Renfrow. That's probably it for me for the wide receivers. Who do you have winning this one?
I'll take Buffalo.
Yeah, I will take Buffalo as well.
Okay.
And moving on to Sunday night, we have the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the San Francisco 49ers. 49ers are 7-point favorites at home, 45.5-point over under. If you looked at this matchup preseason, I'm really excited for this one. Not so much. Eagles-wise, it's rough right now. Jalen Reagor, Dallas Goedert placed on IR today. They'll be back at some point, but probably not anytime soon. So, and we're already down to Deshaun Jackson, most likely with a hamstring. He's questionable. So it could be very thin thin pickings here for the Eagles wide receiver core. You're going to have Greg Ward, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, Deontay Burnett. That's probably about it. Do you play Greg Ward in this one? I don't know if Alshon's going to be back. I don't know if he's going to be back this week.
I doubt he does come back this week, but he was limited at practice today, so that's a decent sign. They probably will just hold him out again for this game.
Regardless, but I'm glad you brought him up. If he's on your waiver wire, pick him up, stash him. I think we'll be back, if not this week, he'll be back next week. The Eagles desperately need wide receiver help, and he's by far better than all those names I just mentioned. So definitely stash him. Wentz will be looking his way quite a bit. You're going to play Zach Ertz in this one. I feel fine with him, especially with Dallas Goedert inactive. He's going to see a ton of targets this week just because of the lack of options out there. So feel fine there. And you will not be playing Carson Wentz in this one. It kills me inside. I actually just dropped him in our league. So that's where we're at right now. You can't. I don't think he's rosterable at this point. I think down the line, if he bounces back, sure, you pick him back up. But at this point, it's so hard to keep him on your bench because you're just not going to be playing him right now. There's no shot at it.
Right. Right.
And who do you like on the 49ers side?
49ers. Their running back core is dealing with injuries here. Jeff Wilson could be in line for a great game. He is going up against the Eagles, who should have a good run defense. Hasn't exactly been true throughout the year, though. With that being said, I think Jeff Wilson is a solid play. Probably a low-end RB2. It all depends on the health of McKinnon, but probably a low-end RB2. Wide receivers, I'm not buying into Brandon Ayuk quite yet. If you want to take the shot, sure, go for it, but I'm not going to do that yet. And George Kittle, absolutely start him up. You're starting him up every single week. This game is probably going to be ugly, to be honest. This isn't a great Sunday night football game to have to watch. Are you expecting the 49ers to win this game easily? We are Eagles fans, so we're a little biased. Can you see a scenario where the Eagles actually compete?
I think they make it more of a game than people think it will be, but I don't know if it'll be necessarily close. I would love to take Philly in this one. I just don't see it right now. I'm hoping I've picked them the first 3 weeks to win. I'm hoping it's a little bit of like reverse psychology on them. So I'm hoping they come out with the win. I'm rooting for them, but I have the Niners taking this one.
Well, I've thought about this, and I need to differentiate myself, so I'm going to take the Eagles.
I'm hoping you're right. I'm rooting for you, buddy.
Me? Yeah. They got to win, right? They have to win. The division is competitive. They still have a chance. They can actually, like, think about in a scenario, their wide receivers start to get healthy. You get Jalen Reagor back. You get Alshon Jeffrey back. Miles Sanders stays healthy, hopefully. Carson Wentz starts to pick it up. Their defense solidifies. They could win the division. It's possible.
Yeah, they still can win the division. It's wide open. I just don't know if it's going to happen this week. The 49ers, like, even with all their injuries, they're still clicking on all cylinders. And the Eagles, they're really spiraling right now. They really need to get right game. I'm hoping it's this week. We need it to be this week, but I just don't know if it's going to happen this week.
Yeah, I agree. And moving over to the Monday night game then, we have the Falcons at the Packers. This should be a great game, 57.5 point over-under. Green Bay is favored by 7.5. On the Falcons side, you're starting Matt Ryan. You're starting Todd Gurley still. Even, you know, your upside with Todd Gurley in this matchup might not be super high. It might just be Matt Ryan and Calvin Ridley, Julio Jones. It might be one of those types of weeks. But you're still starting him. As I just mentioned, Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, Russell Gage, if he's playing, I'm starting all three of them. And you're starting Hayden Hurst. Then the Packers side, let me know if you disagree with me here, but I'm starting Aaron Jones, Davante Adams. If he's healthy and go, and he's a full go, I'm playing Davante Adams. And Alan Lazard at this point, I feel like you kind of have to start him if you picked him up. But yep. Other than that, I think I'm not looking to play anyone else.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers you're going to play, obviously. But after that, it's if you want to take a shot at the tight end, maybe a Robert Tonyan. That's a very, very deep play. Yeah. But I'm looking away from him, but he's an option. He's out. He's on the board. But yeah, I think those options laid out, they're perfectly fine there.
And now let's get into this weird. Oh, who are you picking Packers. In that game? The Packers?
Yeah.
I want to take the Falcons, but yeah, Packers. Packers. All right, so what's going to happen with this? Let's just assume this game happens on Monday or Tuesday. Let's break it down from that fantasy perspective. Assuming everything goes as planned, what are you expecting from the Steelers' side of the ball?
Yeah, so I like a lot of these players in this one. Big Ben, he's still a quality play. James Conner, you're going to play him each and every week. Juju, Deontay Johnson, if he's active. I'm assuming he will be. Just going off the tweet he had, he's saying he's fine. And who knows, with an extra day or two, maybe he's active if he wasn't going to be prior. So if Deontay Johnson is playing, he's in your lineup. And Eric Ebron, he's a decent tight end play this week as well. Saw quite a bit of volume last week. That's probably it for me for the Steelers side.
Yeah, I agree. Then moving over to the Titans, you're playing Derrick Henry every single week. No doubts about it, even against this. I mean, I would say they're probably the best offense in the league at this point. You're playing Derrick Henry. A.J. Brown, I'm expecting him not to play in this game. Corey Davis is probably still a fine play. I mean, it's against the Steelers. Steelers are going to score. Titans are going to have to strike back. And Corey Davis could just end up seeing that volume. So he's a fine play. And Jonnu Smith should also be a great play in this matchup. I'm expecting the Steelers to win this game. That's who I'm going to take. There is not a line yet. So I'm going to take the Steelers.
On paper, this is such a good matchup. I really hope this game is played. I don't know which way I'm leaning in this one. The Steelers, I've been saying they've probably the best front seven in all football. Oh, it's so tough for me. But the Titans have been clicking on all cylinders. Ooh. I'm gonna go
AJ
with
Brown.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Steelers.
All right.
If AJ Brown was playing, I would go Tennessee, but I don't think there's enough weapons.
All right, well, let's get into our phenomenal starts then. Those were our matchups. If you guys have any questions about anyone that we didn't mention or even someone we did mention, let us know on Twitter at the FF Phenoms. Phenomenal starts of the week. Let's get into our quarterback here. I'll go first. I have Joe Burrow going up against Jacksonville at home. On paper, we just saw Fitzmagic destroy Jacksonville. No reason why Joe Burrow shouldn't be able to do the same thing. He has plenty of options at wide receiver. Joe Mixon is able to catch passes out of the backfield. Really, Burrow's got a ton of weapons around him against one of the worst defenses in the league. There's no reason why you shouldn't play Joe Burrow this week.
And you mentioned Fitzmagic. We're going to play Fitzmagic yet again. Ryan Fitzpatrick against the Seattle Seahawks. I mentioned it before. Seattle, they're ranked 31st against the quarterback position. So they've been letting him sling it with the best of them. And I don't think that's going to stop. Fitzpatrick has been balling out the last 2 weeks, respectively 24 and 25 points in the last two games. I think he continues that trend with a 20-plus point performance. Make sure he is in your lineups.
And moving over to our running back phenomenal starts, I'm going Mike Davis here, as I mentioned before. This is purely based on volume and Carolina's ability to utilize their running back out of the backfield. Because of that, I think Davis is a safe play. I'm giving you the confidence to start him this week against Arizona. Both defenses aren't great. Should be high-scoring matchup. Play Mike Davis this week and expect probably a low to mid RB2 performance.
And my running back start of the week is James Robinson of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Last week, he went ham against the Miami Dolphins, putting up a little over 30 fantasy points in PPR formats. Saw 11 carries, and he had 6 targets in that one. So he is the bell cow of that offense. That's not going to stop this week against Cincinnati. They ranked 27th against the running back position. And look for that volume to keep going for James Robinson. He's a great play, and you need to play him. He's just a lock and loaded guy.
Absolutely. And for my wide receiver, I'm going Michael Gallup here. He's leading the snap counts for the Cowboys. He's the true number one wide receiver. Amari Cooper's paid as the number one wide receiver, but Michael Gallup is actually the guy that's on the field the majority of the time. He's your prototypical number one type of guy. I'm starting Michael Gallup in what should be a high-scoring affair up against Cleveland. He sees the targets. He obviously has the talent. There's no reason why he shouldn't have at least a low-end wide receiver 2 performance as his floor this week. Obviously, it can easily be a wide receiver 1. Michael Gallup is a great start for your wide receiver 2 or flex slot this week.
And I'm going with the stack with Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'm going Devontae Parker against Seattle. Just like Fitzpatrick, Seattle, they're bleeding points to the wide receiver position as well. Ranked 32nd and or first worst against the position. So fire him up. He's coming off about a 12-point fantasy performance. That was with a bad hamstring. He's had 10 days of rest. So he's going to look great in this one. And I'm really excited to see how he performs against the Seattle Seahawks.
Next up, I have my tight end, Tyler Higbee for the Rams, going up against the Giants at home. He's the number 5 tight end on the year in full PPR formats. There isn't much of a reason not to play Tyler Higbee week to week. And I think Justin's tight end is incredibly similar. granted, Tyler Higbee does have to compete with other options on that Rams offense. But clearly, Jared Goff likes to utilize him, especially when they get towards the red zone. So I'm playing Higbee in a plus matchup against the Giants.
And my tight end start, pending the game, if it happens, I'm going Jonnu Smith of the Tennessee Titans taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Jonnu, he's been great the first 3 weeks, especially since A.J. Brown has been inactive. First 3 weeks, he's had respectively 7, 5, and 8 targets. So the target share is there for him. Ryan Tannehill has been playing great, and he's looking for him constantly. He's a nice security blanket in the passing game. So I think he's a very safe play, and if he finds the end zone, he is a mid to upper tier tight end one at that point.
That is what I like to hear. Put a little gas on my Jonnu Smith start this week. I like it. I like it. Then to pair up with Tyler Higbee here, I'm just going to keep going against the Giants offense. And that's just, I don't expect the Giants to compete whatsoever in this game. I'm starting the Rams defense this week. Saquon Barkley's out. The running backs are just bad. Darius Slayton, he's not the type of wide receiver to make your offense click and actually be able to move the ball and compete in a game. He's just simply going to be fantasy productive. Giants are going to get shut down in this game, I think. And I'll gladly start the Rams and get all my Aaron Donald sacks.
Yeah, I love the Rams start. I was actually going for them in waivers. Didn't get them. I got them in almost all my league except the main one with So, yes, I'm going with my backup plan, which is the team I did get in waivers, actually. I'm going with the Denver Broncos taking on the New York Jets. The Jets, they are a terrible football team. They are absolutely abysmal, especially in the offensive end with offensive mastermind Adam Gase at the helm. So, yeah, I think it might be Adam Gase's last game because this Denver defense, they're going to perform this week on the road. Anybody's going to look great against that terrible Jets offense. It's going to be a bloodbath, I feel, for Sam Darnold. So make sure you fire up the Broncos.
Yeah, and those are phenomenal starts this week, guys. Justin had Ryan Fitzpatrick, James Robinson, Devontae Parker, Jonnu Smith, and the Broncos defense. While I had Joe Burrow, Mike Davis, Michael Gallup, Tyler Higbee, and the Rams defense. Again, as a reminder, we like to pick players that aren't necessarily you know, this first, second round guys, give you the confidence to start them over maybe some of those first or second round guys that aren't doing so well. As always, reach out to us on Twitter with any of those questions. If you're debating, man, do I start Joe Mixon this week, even though he hasn't been doing really well? Or do I play a guy like Mike Davis up going up against Arizona? We'll try and answer that for you, give some in-depth analysis on what we think you should do going into the matchups. Follow us on Twitter, guys. Ask questions. Can be about anything. Our Twitter is at the FF Phenoms. Justin Twitter is at Justin Herforth. Mine is at Phenom AC. Justin, do you expect this to be a good fantasy football week? Are you excited to see some football on maybe Sunday, Monday, Tuesday?
Honestly, I'm rooting for it, man. I'm all for football as much as we can get it. If it's you know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I'm all for it, man. Let's get it. As long as we get all 16 games this week, that's all I'm looking for.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate all of the listeners, especially if you made it this far. I hope you guys have a fantastic night. Have fun watching Thursday Night Football tomorrow or today, whenever you're listening. And we will catch you guys later. Peace.